今天咱们听到的是来自于咱们的歌友楚天千里清秋点播的这一首 Take It Off。 各位好，欢迎收听乐听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 一首比较俏皮轻快的歌曲 Take It Off， 大家应该都知道 Take Off 基本的意思是脱下摘下，当然它还可以表示起飞和离开。很明显呢，在这首歌里面它用的是第一个意思。恋爱当中肢体上的亲密接触能够给感情增温，那这首歌的主题简单而粗暴，喜欢你，所以让我们赤裸相见吧。之前跟大家说过，有些歌呢咱们欣赏节奏就好，歌词不能够细究。那现在咱们就欣赏歌曲吧， Take It Off 送给大家。 Flashing lights, big old city, you'll never look so prettyLike it do in this hotel room. Tied up hair in my underwear with your t-shirt on and my makeup gone. I wanna stay with you in this hotel room. Put on a vintage shirt of a band you never heard. Ripped black jeans you paid extra for. But if you ask me what I like, I wanna see your features. I wanna see your flaws. So baby, take it off.Baby, take it off. I can dive a little deeper when you got nothing on. So baby, take it off. Baby, take it off. And turn me on. Just gotta see the real you with me. It's like a movie out, but I put it away. Got other things that I'd like on display. If we only got one night, I wanna see your features. I wanna see your flaws. So baby, take it off. Baby, take it off. I can dive a little deeper when you got nothing on. So baby, take it off周欢迎回来。以上是楚天千里清秋点播的 Take It Off 歌曲的这个节奏，大家觉得还可以吗？这首歌里面充斥着浪漫和两性荷尔蒙，女主呢也是非常主动和俏皮，不知道有多少人喜欢今天推荐的这首歌，请留言告诉领导吧。好了，接下来咱们听歌学英语。我们来看一个词组，出现在歌词里面的词组In my underwear， 大家找一下在哪里。这个短语的意思是我的内衣里。今天咱们要来看一下 underwear 这个单词的用法。首先大家第一个印象肯定是知道它是表示内衣，对吧？那这个单词它其实呢既表示内衣也表示内裤啊。咱们听两个例句来区分一下。She likes to wear expensive underwear. 女性呢她喜欢穿昂贵的 underwear. 这个时候呢 underwear 指的就是内衣加内裤了。但如果咱们说He likes to wear expensive underwear. 男性呢她喜欢穿昂贵的 underwear. 这个时候呢 underwear 就只是指内裤了，因为咱们的男性不穿文胸嘛，对不对？我们再多来看两个跟 underwear 相关的例句。第一句他说，哎，你不要直接加热去烘干内衣，那样的话会损坏布料的。 Never dry underwear over direct heat. It will weaken the fabric. 注意一下这个 fabric 指的是布料啊，不要直接加热烘干内衣，那样的话会损坏布料。They model underwear for a living. 他们靠当这个内衣模特谋生。They model underwear for a living. 注意一下 ,do something for a living 表示做什么什么事情来谋生。接下来咱们把这个 underwear 的 under 去掉，来看一下 wear 这个单词的用法。之前咱们在节目上分享过，今天来复习一下。首先 wear 大家第一个想到的是穿的意思，对吧？哎，不要忘记了，它既表示穿也表示戴，比如说戴口罩啦， wear masks。 我们来看例句， Do I have to wear a tie? 我必须得戴领带吗？必须得系领带吗？ Do I have to wear a tie? Was she wearing a seatbelt? 她当时系着这个安全带吗？ Was she wearing a seatbelt? 她当时系着安全带吗？注意一下这个 seatbelt 是车里面那个东西啊，安全带。再来，他戴着眼镜， He wore glasses. 注意一下 wore, W-O-R-E 是 wear 的过去时态。 He wore glasses. 他戴着眼镜。 All delegates must wear a badge. All delegates must wear a badge. 所有的代表必须要佩戴徽章。All delegates must wear a badge. 注意一下这个 badge 表示徽章的意思。She always wears black. 她总是穿黑色的衣服，跟我差不多了。She always wears black. 注意一下 wear 既表示穿也表示戴的意思哦。接下来我们看一下 wear 作为动词啊，它可以表示脸上流露出的或者呈现出的某种神态。比如说 ,He wore a puzzled look on his face.他脸上流露出了迷惑不解的神情。His face wore a puzzled look. 他的脸上流露出迷惑不解的神情。两句话意思都是一样的。主语可以是 he, 也可以是 his face. 但是谓语呢，咱们都可以用 wear 充当。我们再来看 wear 作为动词啊，它还有磨损、消耗、用旧的意思。比如说 ,the carpets are starting to wear. 地毯渐渐地被磨坏了。The sheets have worn thin. 床单已经磨薄了。The stones have been worn smooth by the constant flow of water. 不停的流水把这些石头冲刷得很光滑。最后咱们再来看一个词组，叫做 wear well. 这个词组非常的好用，大家一定要留意哦。它表示耐用、耐穿、耐磨、耐久。比如说，这地毯很耐用，是不是？ The carpet is wearing well, isn't it?The carpet is wearing well, isn't it? 哎呀，你一点都不显老，只是有几根白头发而已。You're wearing well, only a few gray hairs. 好，今天咱们分享了 underwear 和 wear 这两个单词，请务必记住最后一个词组 wear well, 耐穿、耐磨、性能良好这个意思啊。好了，以上就是本期节目的所有内容了，感谢大家的收听和陪伴，我是琳达。爱你们，咱们下期见。Take it off, take it off. I can see you better, better.